This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. If you haven't figured it out by now, this is like an excellent Saturday. Barbecue Bob and I are at the Delta Flex at the Hunt and Time Expo. It has been a steady stream of dudes and ladies coming into this place since it opened at 9 o'clock. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. We are having too much fun. We're going to spend the rest of the day back there smoking on the good one and grilling on the tech, and there's nothing that makes me happier because there's a little microbrew station right down the aisle, and we're going to have to go to the ATM machine, I think, again.
It's a one-handed sport, that grilling, and that's why I have two, because the other one's got a little elbow bender in it and makes everything taste just that much better. Bob, you're headed north next weekend, Super Bowl weekend. You're going to take a pass on the game while everybody else on BBL's list of the game. You're going to be up doing a little sturgeon fishing, right?
That's right. We have a posse headed up to the 211 Bar and Grill in Onaway, Michigan. We're going to be checking out the sturgeon season on Black Lake. We've got hotels. Hit our website, thegrillingguys.com. You can check out, I think it's the Village Inn in Indian River. Got a package price for you. It's about $79 for a nice room. And on the line right now, we've got Matt Pacella from the 211 Bar and Grill. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Hey, we're getting stoked, buddy. We're at the Hunt and Time Expo, and we are having too much fun. We've got great guests down here. We've got thousands and thousands of people pouring through, and this is your place, man. I mean, you'd be in heaven here if you could see all these exhibitors, guides, fishermen, hunting. So it's a wonderful time. But we're gonna bring this crowd up to you next weekend, and I hope you're ready because we roll with some crazy people.
Well, there's a lot of crazies up here, so I think you'll fit right in, you know. We're ready, and it's snowing, and there's good ice right now on Black Lake, and they're starting to catch a lot of fish, so I think we're going to have a hell of a week coming up here. So
that's wonderful. We're hoping to do a little snowmobiling. We're going to be checking out some of those sturgeon, and there's going to be all kinds of shanties. That's an 11,000-acre lake, but more importantly, I picked your place because you're a grilling guy. You've got a smoker. You do pulled pork, all kinds of ribs and stuff like that, and you've got some great microbrews coming in. I know we're going to be tasting some shells out of Minnesota. What else do you have on tap there?
Well, we have our Bud Light and Amber Bach and Killian's and Labatt's, and we got all kinds of stuff. But we're looking forward to having you guys up here. And yeah, we're gonna have some cases of baby back ribs on a smoker, and we'll see what we can do for you guys.
Well, it's going to be fun. Like I said, we roll with a pretty crazy group, so I hope you're ready. We're going to come in there Friday night and have dinner and check that place out, and I'm looking forward to it. Maureen and I are having a nice little getaway for the weekend, and it's just going to be fun. We're going to be in the best part of the world.
Yeah, what we're gonna do, Bob, is the first three sturgeon, we are going to give out a large pizza for them that bring their sturgeon up here to the bar because we're right here by the lake. And the biggest muskie and the biggest pike by 5 o'clock on Saturday. And then New Way Stoves, that does the stoves for fishing shanties and hunting blinds. They're giving out a free stove to the biggest sturgeon that's caught that day. So
cool.
It's going to be an awesome thing. And we got entertainment on Friday and Saturday. So I hope you guys are ready to eat and have a couple beers and have some fun.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it, and we'll be seeing you Friday.
Okay, sounds good, Bob. Take care. We're looking forward to seeing you guys.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. You know, Jop, we've got a guy that just pulled up a chair here with us, and he's got all kinds of venison, and this is the man that's supplying all the meat for us right here. So how you doing? Grab that microphone. Let's have a little chat here.
So you brought us all that venison that we've been grilling back there with the grilling guys. Tell us what we have back there.
First, you had a European Russian boar.
Yep, we still got a little bit of that left on the smoker.
Then I brought some more venison today.
Fantastic.
Some eland, 3, 4, 5 pounds of eland burger. And then I had a couple of big buffalo round steaks, too. I brought those down.
Grilling guys are going to be rocking at the Deltaplex. We got buffalo now, baby.
That's right. We're talking to Doug Miller from, you're close to Jackson, Michigan.
Thunder Hills Ranch.
Yep, Thunder Hills Ranch.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about Thunder Hills.
Well, I started Thunder Hills in 1996. We're a high-fence hunting enclosure with wild boars, whitetail, elk, and exotics on request. But it's predominantly your boar hunting is the popular. The guys really like the boar hunt. And then everyone knows the ongoing problem we have with the DNR right now and the hog issue.
Right.
So,
well,
we're working on it.
Right.
I had one jump in my truck the other day when
I saw you. They're just everywhere.
I was telling on air earlier when I picked up that meat from you in Lansing, you pull out this great big sack and you got the whole hog there. I'm like freaking out going, oh. But our buddies at Sobey Meats cut it up nicely for us. We did those ribs last night. How were those ribs, Jock?
Oh, man, we had a line. People were just beating a path to it. They were fantastic. And the chops, people couldn't believe it was wild boar.
Right.
You know, when it's wild game. But if I want to come down and do a hunt, how far ahead do I have to book that?
Oh, I'm booking out into March right now, so generally about a month ahead, 6 weeks, something like
okay.
that.
Okay. And if I wanted to come shoot one of those boars, because now I'm really interested because we grilled that thing up and it's fantastic, what's the price range on that?
Boar hunts are 2 days, one night, and they're $575.
Wow. Very good. And the average size boar that you get on the ranch?
240, 250 dressed.
Right. So you're getting a lot of meat. I mean, you factor that in, guys. You go hunting or fishing anywhere else, you got lodging, you got travel, you got license fees and all of that stuff. This is a real value, and it's right here a couple hours away from where we are in West Michigan.
And your wild game is much healthier for you to eat. Domestic pork is 23-24% body fat. Your pure Russians like we shoot are 3-4%.
What's your website?
ThunderHillsRanch.com.
All right. That's great. Doug Miller, Thunder Hills Ranch. Thanks so much for donating all that meat. You're making us look good, baby.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys helping us out, working with us, too. We appreciate it.
All right. We're going to see you again.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right. Coming up next, guys, we've got R&M Products, the Sportsman's Weather Shield. You're going to want to learn about this. We're at the Grilling Guys. We're at the Deltaplex. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Crash, an old mother dies. Her intentions fall to the floor. The angel closes her eyes. The confusion lets her.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.